From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, November 20th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Construction on the Lumberyard Contemporary Performing Arts Building on Water Street in Catskill is set to begin in 2 weeks. Lumberyard Executive and Artistic Director Adrian Willis made the announcement on Thursday, November the 16th, at an event held in Catskill by the Upstate Alliance for the Creative Economy. Willis said construction on the former Dunn Building and Supply Warehouse is projected to be completed by late 2018. Lumberyard's inaugural performance season will begin next summer at various local venues such as the Hudson Opera House and Bridge Street Theater. Willis said, and I quote, "A lot of people worked very diligently over the last several months to make sure we have all our ducks in a row. We're very committed to making this happen," end quote. The first phase of construction will include artist housing, a lobby, and a theater, and is expected to cost $7 million, Willis said. Creative Economy, the organization that hosted the joint event with the Thomas Cole Historic Site, focuses on Green, Columbia, Albany, Schenectady, Rensselaer, Saratoga, Washington, and Warren counties. Creative Economy Project Director Maureen Sagers said the Creative Economy is the sixth largest employer in the capital region. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting at Columbia Green Media. Work to stabilize an embankment off Bridge Street in Greenport got underway on Friday, November the 17th. States of emergency were declared in Greenport, Stockport, and Stoutsville for a period of 5 days after a portion of the hillside slid into the Claverick Creek. A private contractor was hired to do the work after a response plan was created by Columbia County Emergency Management and other agencies. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office said there were no hazards for residents downstream, but the public was advised to avoid the area. The landslide occurred to the left behind the Sons and Daughters of Italy, located at 27 Bridge Street. A similar but more extensive event occurred in nearly the same location in 2006. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Matthew Hamilton is reporting for the Times Union. New York is not charging admission to state parks on Friday, November the 24th, as part of a Thanksgiving holiday weekend promotion. The governor's office said that while a majority of state parks are free this time of year, Niagara Falls, Walkway over the Hudson, Rockefeller State Park Preserve, Minnewaska State Park Preserve, Contiquot River State Park Preserve, and Bayard Cutting Arboretum, among others, are waiving the standard vehicle entry fee for that day. The full list of Thanksgiving weekend events, including information on a miniature marionette show and a wrapping paper workshop to be held at Atlanta State Historic Site in Greenport, is available at parks.ny.gov/events. John Towns is reporting in the Hill Country Observer that backers of lower power FM station WBCR in Great Barrington are looking to revitalize the station during the coming year. For much of the first decade after it first went live in 2004, the station attracted dozens of volunteers and provided a diverse range of live local programming. Over time, however, participants left, and in late 2015, the station closed its offices and studio and consolidated with operating equipment in a space near the transmitter atop Fairview Hospital in Great Barrington. As a result, the WBCR broadcast schedule is now filled with syndicated programming from Pacifica, along with automated music. Asa Hardcastle, a longtime volunteer and member of the Berkshire Community Radio Alliance, said, and I quote, "We had run out of money, and the board warned that we might have to wind down and prepare to close. However, a core of members rallied," end quote. Judy Eddy, a former Alliance board member who is active in the current reorganization effort, attributed the station's problems in part to the absence of paid staff. The station also suffered from a lack of physical visibility after it moved from a studio on Main Street, Hardcastle said. The new business plan for WBCR includes an aggressive membership campaign, the hiring of a paid executive director to oversee station operations, and finding a space for a broadcast studio in downtown Great Barrington. Long term, the hope is to hire more staff and to buy a studio site. You can read that full story in the Hill Country Observer. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. People lined up outside of the Matthew 25 food pantry on Union Street in Catskill for the organization's annual Thanksgiving turkey handout on Saturday, November the 18th. The food pantry opened its doors at 10 a.m. to give away up to 140 turkeys with all the fixings to families in need. The pantry's founder and executive director, Patty Duchesne, said, and I quote, "I got here at 8:30 a.m., but there was already a line down the street. We go through a lot of people down here," end quote. The nonprofit organization assists anyone from Greene County in need. Duchesne said the turkey handout was made possible by regular volunteers, employees of Athens Generating, and members of the local police academy. The pantry will hold a food handout for Christmas as well. For that event, volunteers are scheduled to stuff bags on December the 22nd. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Finally, Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. Although gasoline prices are considerably higher than they were a year ago, AAA expects nearly 51 million people will travel 50 or more miles away from home this Thanksgiving holiday. According to the American Automobile Association, that is an increase of 3.3% over last year and the highest figure since 2005. It is estimated that 89% of those travelers will make the trip by car. Airfares, however, are the cheapest they have been since 2013. A spokesman for the Albany International Airport advised travelers to be at the ticket counter up to 2 hours ahead of their scheduled flight. The busiest days for the Thanksgiving travel on Amtrak are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday. Passengers are advised to arrive 45 minutes before the train's departure, especially if picking up tickets. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting mostly sunny skies on Thanksgiving Day, with a temperature high near 40 degrees. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered rain and snow showers before 11 a.m. today, then scattered rain showers between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 40 degrees. For Monday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 28 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 55 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers after 1 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 36. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 25. The sun rose this morning at 6:53 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:28 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 20th day of November, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.